This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you are having an unbelievable day today. I know I am, and this is going to be one of my favorite shows ever. I have been a proponent of this book before it was a household name. It is called Edgy Conversations, and it is going to take you out of that spot you've been into for a long time into a whole better spot. And I'm going to introduce this thing because this is what happened to me. I have had an unbelievably charmed life over the last 20 years, 30 years since I got sober. And people always tell me how great I am because I've built big organizations, and people tell me this and people tell me that, and I start believing that total bull. And it is nothing but total bull. And I look at those people and I say, thank you very much, but what's really in my head is, if you really knew how much gas I've got in the tank, you wouldn't be saying that to me. And that is every one of you. You've got so much more in the tank than you're ever going to believe. And all you need to have is a book that's going to pull that out of you. And we've got that book for you. It's called Edgy Conversations, How Ordinary People Can Achieve Outrageous Success, Get Beyond the Nonsense in Your Life, and Do What Really Matters. I've got a guy in my studio audience who is adorable. You should see this guy. Was in the restaurant business forever, and now he's looking at some other career things. And here's what I want to say to that guy. Get beyond the nonsense in your life and do what really matters. Because God put you in this life. This guy's 47 years old. He doesn't realize he spent 47 years getting ready for this moment right now. And that is every one of you. But I can't tell you that because you won't believe me anyway, because you're looking at me going, what the heck? Tom Chenault's sweater's too big. But what I'm going to tell you is, so what? It's too big. I'm going to buy a smaller sweater one of these days. But I am telling you this. This Dan Waldschmidt is all of it in a bag of chips. When I first met him, I was intimidated because he is so powerful. When you see him, you're going to flip out. He probably did a triathlon or an Ironman this morning. This guy lives his life at a level like Tim Ferriss, like that kind of crowd. He has got an unbelievable background. He's the consultant to Fortune 500 companies, CEOs at a level that you've never seen before. And he also happens to love our space, the home-based business space. So, Dan Waldschmidt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, dude.
Good to have you aboard.
Let's go. It's awesome to be with you again.
Well, tell me a story, Dan. Why did you write this book? What's it all about?
You know, I wanted to show that it doesn't take something extraordinary for you to do something that's incredible with your life. You don't need to wait for a hero to show up. You just need to be the hero of your life. And so I found one story and found 10. And pretty soon we had over 1,000 stories by the time we finished the book of people who had nothing and were nothing, but decided to put it all together, make a change to be extraordinary. And they just went out and did it. And I was encouraged, and I thought, you know, if I'm encouraged, then perhaps there's a whole bunch of other people who will be equally as delighted.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And every one of us can do that. And you've lived your life like that. Tell people where you came from, because the beginning of the book lays out where you were. I mean, you weren't born this way. You decided to generate this way, and that's unbelievable. So talk about that a little bit.
So you're right. It comes down to choices. Everyone here listening and watching has got a choice to make about what you're willing to do to achieve success, how far you're willing to push yourself. I was in my mid 20s. I was working myself to the bone, the CEO of a pretty successful company that I had grown, just unhappy, miserable, suicidal, depressed. And I had a traumatic experience that really forced me to make a decision. Either you end it all and be a coward, or you make changes. And I can remember how traumatic that moment was, but I remember on the other side of that moment, I realized that I was never going to go back. And that choice, it's a decision to level up. To no longer was I going to be willing to accept excuses in my health, in my wealth, in my spiritual life. I was going to be somebody who was going to continuously level up. And man, I tell you, it's been a fun journey. I mean, whether it's been running, or whether it's been reading books, whether it's been selling books, whether it's been helping people achieve at their own brand of awesome. Once you make the decision to level up, man, the sky really truly is the limit.
And it's work for you. I mean, you have not, I mean, I look in your background on your wall, and you have to tell us what all we're looking at on your wall, because you have got some cool stuff back there. But every one of us have level up in it, but we keep thinking we're limited, and we aren't limited at all. You just got to bring the rein, everybody. You've got to decide that there's more in the tank that you have, and you have to make a commitment to hell or high water, you're going to access that and be your best you, right, Dan?
Absolutely right. You know, I've been thinking over the last few days about this idea of the hero inside. I've got the Spartan sword here on my wall right behind me. Sometimes I give that out as gifts. It's handmade by a master craftsman in Hollywood. And so I have it on my wall to remind me of what it takes to achieve success. A few Spartans. It only took a few dozen Spartans, right? We know the entire Battle of Thermopylae, 3 million. It only takes a few. It doesn't take an extraordinary driven people to truly make a difference in the world. A lot of people, perhaps even you watching or listening right now, you're sitting there going, man, I really wish I had a rich uncle. He'd come and rescue me. I really wish someone would listen to me. You know, I really wish. And instead of wishing, it's time to step up and be the hero of your life. You know what's interesting? You know, heroes don't wear capes. Heroes just take the first step. The difference between a hero and everybody else is everyone drives by the car crash and says, oh, someone ought to do something about that. A hero stops and gets busy. Everyone else drives by the house on fire and they say, oh, I'm going to call 911 while I'm on the way to work. The hero stops, get out of his car, and just takes the first step. He's still afraid. He's still, you know, concerned. He doesn't want to die, but he knows that taking that first step is what's required of him in order to level up his life and to be that hero. And so if you're listening today and you're wondering, like, man, I don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Here's how you begin this journey. You hear Tom talking about this journey. You hear me talking about this journey. You hear every other guest on this show talking about. It's really simple. All you have to do is take that first step. And once you take that first step, a door opens, and everything beyond that door is what you make of it. And you may be fantasizing about, oh, I wish my life would change. No, I wish my circumstances were different. You know, I wish my spouse and I were in a loving relationship. I wish we had more money in the bank. I wish we could go on vacation. I wish my kids listened to me. You know, I wish I could, I could be somebody that actually contributes to the world. And the difference is, instead of you saying those things, it's time for you to start doing those things. You don't have to do all of it. You just have to do one thing that matters. What's pretty incredible is if you do one thing that matters each day, look back over a year, look back over a decade, you've done something quite considerable. I think that's the key to your success, Tom. You didn't do everything that you've done today. You didn't do that year one. In fact, you went and bust a few times on your road to glory, right? You tried and failed and tried and failed and failed and failed and failed, and then you won, and you started winning, and you figured out, oh, this is how I do it. And then pretty soon that success led to other success, led to bigger success. And now you're playing the game at the highest levels you've ever played, and you'll continue to play the game higher. But it started not with winning, it just started with taking the first step.
You know what? And that's unbelievably profound, especially today. And the reason I say today, and I'm not going to timestamp this show by why it's exactly today, but it happens to be exactly today. 6 months ago, I had the third gift of desperation in my life. First gift of desperation was, Tom, you got to stop drinking or you're going to die or end up jailed. That you're going to be either locked up, covered up, or sobered up. You're going to be one of those three, and you better do it right now. So that was gift of desperation number one. Mm-hmm. Gift of desperation number two was, I could not make a living doing what I used to be doing, which was being a stockbroker. It was not in the cards. I was selling my soul to the devil. I had to reinvent myself. Gift of desperation number two. 6 months ago, give or take a few days here, the desperation number three set in. A doctor said to me, you're going to die, man. You better change your life. You better change your diet. You better change your exercise regime. You better change it all. And I got that third gift of desperation, and today I'm down 54 pounds in 6 months. All kinds of other razzle-dazzle happened to me, but at the end of that's why the sweater looks so big. But the point I make to every one of you is that is a gift of desperation. That isn't just desperation. We're all desperate. You want that desperation, this book, and you read the stories of these other people that got desperate, just like I did, where there's no turning back. Turning back means dying. And once you get to the point that you can't turn back because there is no option there, you won't turn back. You're just going to fight forward. Right, Dan?
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. Once you decide that, you know, it's bad enough now that the only option I have is to go forward, that's when magical things begin to happen. And I'll tell you, you know, we have... And perhaps you have a whole audience of people who have it good enough. They fight to not be desperate, but they fight to be just broke enough to survive. Just broke enough to, like, have a little bit extra to use on that credit card. Just broke enough to have Christmas that looks like everything's okay, and they're not desperate enough. Not receiving that gift of desperation to say, oh, I need to change my ways. And I can't change my ways a little. I need to change them a lot. I need to make radical change in my life, and it's got to begin now. And they don't let that desperation become a meditation for them. They don't soak it in. They don't say, what have I done wrong and where do I need to go? Instead, they avoid it. They make excuses. They blame others. And by the way, sometimes I do this too. So I'm not blaming everyone else. I'm saying sometimes I do this. And you have to stop and say, wait, what is this gift that I have? What is this opportunity I have? What is this stake in the ground that at this moment, on this day, I'm going to do a little bit of worship. I'm going to celebrate that today everything changes. And it's a moment in time I'm going to remember forever. And it's a gift because most people you're selling to, most people you're meeting on a day-to-day basis, fight everything in their power to avoid moments like that. But those are the moments that make you powerful. Those are the moments that every movie is built around. It's those moments when you know, okay, from this day, I only go forward. That's it. I only go forward. And that's why you dropped 50-plus pounds. That's why your sweater is delightfully large, because you decided when you walked out of that doctor's office, it's a new day, it's a new game, and I'm just never going back.
No question. And, yes, I am starving. No, I'm kidding. I feel fantastic. Never felt better. That is so funny. We're going to take a fast break right now. God bless Ted Anderson and the Genesis Communication Network. He's aired us for 10 years. He is the greatest. All of his radio stations have the home-based business Tom Chenault show on them. I love him for that. Stick around. We're coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957. 57 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're back. It is Tom Chenault. It's the Tom Chenault Show on a great day. I hope you're having nothing but fun. During the break, we talked also about something called contact mapping. If you got a chance, go to contactmapping.com, download that app. If you're on Facebook, go to the community page. Contact mapping community page. Do that. That's the app. That's the commercial we just did on the sidebar. But I want you to know that this is a great day because my favorite book, and anybody that knows me that comes to Longmont, there is a parade that comes through this office all the time. And what I hand literally everybody is a copy of this book. I have got so many copies of it. You know, if you want a free copy, you just come by the office because I have bought so many and gotten so many of these books to give away to people because it takes them out of that complacent place called, I haven't got the gas in the tank for another run, and you do. You've got the gas in the other run, and if you're at the top of your company, or if you're at the top of your game, you have got this whole story going on with yourself that, oh man, I've reached the top and I'm on cruise control, and I'm telling you what, there's no such thing. This book will prove it to you. I've got Dan Waldschmidt with me. I love this guy. If you want to know something about him, go to danwaldschmidt.com, and we're going to spell that right and below on the screen so you can do that exactly right. This guy, I'm telling you what, he is one of my mentors, and that's a short list. I believe in him with all of my heart. He does some private coaching. He does some group coaching. He is not in the network marketing space at a level that he should be and could be, and we need to change that. He's out there advising presidents and CIA directors and all kinds of stuff like that. He should be doing it for a crowd that needs him badly. Back to you, Dan. Talk about it a little bit. How do people get hold of you? It's a short segment here, about 4 minutes. So just talk about you a little bit, how people find more of you, and what you really do all day long.
So you can go to danwaldschmidt.com and find you know, our blog. Man, we write stories every week. Amazing people like the stories you read in the book. If you enjoyed the book and love those stories, every week we write those stories. And it's our mission to inspire you, to kind of reach down, grab you, and encourage you. We've got some free courses. I told one of your teams, Tom, about our insane productivity course. It's all free. I realized there are a lot of good people who are well-meaning, but they don't know how to get things done. And so, you know, we will show you how to do that. It's really magnificent. But I'm on a mission to help driven people with clear goals be their best self. And so when I don't get it right, I level up. When I find a better way to do it, I choose that path. And so I'm just kind of I feel like I'm a little bit like that pinball, right? Sometimes I'm getting points. Sometimes I go in the hole and I got to start over, but I'm driven to help people who say, look, just give me a chance. I was one of those people, Tom. I know you were too. I just said, give me a chance. Give me a chance. Let me try to figure it out. Just give me a chance. And so if you're someone who says, all I'm looking is for somebody to give me a chance, then check out some of our stuff. It's at danwaltschmidt.com. Like Tom said, if you're looking for more, I've got a private community where I coach more. It's about 1 million people on Facebook. And a couple thousand inside of our private group where we help each other, but we hold each other accountable. It's not just about being nice. It's about making sure you deliver on the promises you've made. And so accountability is a really big deal. And that's what we're on a mission to do, Tom.
Yeah. And if you take a look at, you know, one of the things he talks about so much is contribution. A giving mindset. Instead of seeing what's in it for you all the time, which is what we do as human beings because we're short-sighted, and then you run into the people that really make a difference out on the other side of that, the ones that are just making tons of money or they're doing gigantic things. Every one of those people have a giving mindset, don't they, Dan?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, look, when we come back from your break, I want to show you more about this. I want to show you this painting I just bought and why giving is very close to greatness. And so when I come back, we talk about this. I want to give you a real life example, a story. It didn't make it into the book about what giving can do, how it can change your financial situation, how it can change your life situation. The painting I'm holding is from a world famous artist. And I'll tell you what makes him extraordinary because you'd be surprised if you knew how that painting was actually created.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to talk about that. So we have to take a break. Unfortunately, we have to pay the bills on this radio show. So we're coming back. Ted Anderson, the guy from obviously Genesis Communication Network. I don't know if you guys know that thing. He's got 550 stations. He's got Mary Lou Henner. He's got Joanne Conaway. He's got rock star radio show, talk show host, and we're on Saturdays out of the kindness of his heart. I love this guy. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who had been held in Turkey since 2016, accused of helping to plot a coup against a Turkish president, meets with President Trump in the Oval Office.
Could I ask you one question? Who did you vote for? I knew the answer. I
knew the answer.
I would like to say I sent in an absentee ballot from prison.
At least 17 dead, nearly 900,000 people in seven states still without power, all because of Michael. Al Caffey is mayor of Mexico Beach, Florida.
75% of our city is not here.
Rescuers still need to get into many of the hardest hit areas. Although 30 million Facebook users had their personal information stolen by hackers last month, Facebook Vice President Guy Rosen says there's no need to change your password. The FBI is investigating the hack, which included things like phone numbers and emails. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The break, and we are in the game. And you were talking about what you wanted to do on the other side of the break as far as what people need to do to be able to elevate their game. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. I wanted to use this cliche a few minutes ago, but one thing that you need to do to bust through is once your pain gets bigger than your pride, you're going to do it. And I don't know when that is for you. But your pain's got to be bigger than your pride. And once you give up that ego and you're willing to do anything, including the toughest one of all, which is ask for help, that's when the miracle starts to happen. So take it away, Dan.
Yeah, I was talking to one of your groups last night. I said that. It's until you want it bad enough, until you're willing to be weird, until you're willing to look like that crazy person, goes back to your desperation, Tom. It's just not going to happen for you. Now, how do you do that? You may be thinking right now, well, what do I do? You seem to have a lot of energy, Dan. You know, Tom, you have a lot of energy. How do I do that? And I'll tell you, accident that I'm motivated. It's no accident that I'm clean and I smell good. It's because I took a shower this morning and I brushed my teeth. And I'm occasionally chew a piece of gum, right? Even though I might have coffee and other food that is in my mouth, I smell fresh. Why? Because I took steps to freshen up. Same thing with motivation. You know, get up in the morning and write down three things you're grateful for. It's hard to be cantankerous and ornery. And by the way, how are you going to even map with a contact? How are you going to follow up being a cranky, miserable person? You're just not. It's not going to work. And one of the things you have to do is baste yourself. You know that word, baste? It's what you do at Thanksgiving. You take that turkey, and instead of just cooking it, you soak it in the juices, and you soak it in the juices, and you soak it in the juices. And by the time your fork cuts through that meat, and it's delicious, it hits your tongue, and you're salivating, and it's wonderful because you basted it. You didn't just cook it. You soaked it in the juices. And that's what you have to do if you want inspiration. One of the stories that I was inspired by was the name of an artist in China called Wang Gufu. Wang Gufu. You can see on the back of this, I have a template of authenticity. This is a picture that was painted by Wang Gufu. For those of you listening on the radio, I'm just holding it up to the camera. But Wang Gufu is an amazing, 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 amazing painter. At 6 years old in China, he was playing in his backyard with his friends, and he grabbed a wire. Little did he know that was an electrical wire that was laying on the ground. It fried his hands, and they had to amputate both of his arms. Both of his arms. His father was out of work. His parents were penniless. He decided he wanted to get into art. He started painting with his feet. 9-year-old boy now painting with his feet. He learned how to write, do calligraphy, do all of this writing with his feet. They realized that with his feet, it wasn't giving him as much dexterity as he wanted to. He learned how to paint with his mouth. This painting by Wang Gufu is worth as much as $90,000 on the internet. $90,000 on the internet. It's a tiny little painting I'm holding. I don't even know, Tom, what is that, 10 inches by 10 inches, yeah. Something like that. I'm even holding it the wrong way. 10 by, and I went and found this. You know why? When Wang Gufu, when his village flooded back in 2006, 2005, his village flooded in China, he went out, he went to Beijing, and he got art supplies with him, and he sat on a corner, and with his mouth, began to paint pictures. And there were lines around the block where people wanted to buy his paintings. And then it wasn't just the people in China, but art collectors said, oh my gosh, this guy's amazing. And it's not necessarily the painting, because that's pretty cool, but it's the story behind the painting and the fact that the entire painting is done with a paintbrush coming out of his mouth, and he's painting the whole thing, and it's wonderful. Just Google Wang Gufu, and you'll see some amazing paintings. But here's what's interesting, and Tom mentioned this before when he mentioned about being a giver. His first thought when he became famous and raised himself up from poverty wasn't, how much money can I put in my pocket? It was, there's a flood, and my village is wiped out. How can I help the people back in my village get back on their feet again? And now, as a result of him going to Beijing and sitting on the street corners and painting pictures with his mouth, his paintings are literally in the grandest museums all over the world where people are paying top dollar. By the way, I didn't pay $90,000 for this picture. I was able to get it at a little bit of a discount to that. But it reminds me, it sits on my shelf behind me. It reminds me, here's a man who painted a picture with his mouth. And I can't do the small things that I know I should do. I make excuses when I've got two great hands and two great legs and two great ears, and all of it works most of the time, right? And I make excuses. And here's a man who was so poor, he had to figure out how to paint with just a paintbrush in his mouth. And so back to the basting of the turkey, when you're thinking about Wang Gufu and thousands of other people, some of them in the book that Tom shared with you earlier that I wrote, when you read and hear and baste in the juices of people who are inspirational, it's no wonder It's no wonder that your life turns to be delightful. It's no wonder that you're connecting with the right people and doing the right things, and that you have energy and you have fire, and that it's contagious, and that people want to be around you because you're magnetic. Why? It's not an accident. None of it's an accident. You basted yourself in the juices of inspiration. And so if you're cranky and miserable and you can't find a way, then you need to base yourself in the juices of other people who have already been there and done that. And some of them are right here. You're listening to Tom. This is a guy who's done it. It's not been problem free. He's had to overcome some obstacles or two or 50 or 200, right? And every day sometimes life serves you some things that are uncomfortable and unpleasant and a tad bit awkward. And if you're not basting yourself in the juices of inspiration, you find yourself miserable and cranky and making excuses and whining about, oh, I wish I could. And you don't know, Dan. I love these calls. If you only knew my story, I don't need to know your story. I know 1,000 other stories who had it probably worse than you or I can ever imagine. And yet they pulled themselves up from the ashes, to do something pretty incredible. And so look around you. Look around you. Find those people. Let them inspire you. Use their energy to propel yourself mightily towards your goal.
Literally everybody that you meet, Brené Brown says this, literally everybody you meet has a story that will take you to your knees if you'll just take the time to listen to it. When you read this book, Edgy Conversations, you are going to see that he wrote this book around stories. He's really given you no deep information other than telling you stories that include deep information, because he knows stories sell. And the best story that you have is your own story. You know, walking in and going, I'm a network marketer. I mean, that's about as boring as it could possibly be. Or I'm an MLMer. That's the fastest way to have somebody run from me like the, you know, that's like my coffee cup here. I am a recovering alcoholic network marketer. Would you like to have a cup of coffee with me? That I am everybody's worst enemy. But when I start talking about, I got up this morning, I went and helped some homeless people, went to an AA meeting, really, really dove into some people's lives, did what I could to help some people, and then I went on my way to interview some people down at Red Frog Coffee and find out about their lives, because I'm a network marketer, I'm committed to helping people change their lives. People go, gee, Manny, Christmas, this guy might have some game. He's not one of those Wawas, he's really out there to help people. Maybe I will listen to him a little bit. So it's all how you, and Adrian, by the way, if you're listening out there, that's the lecture. Adrian had me listen to a lecture today, and I was just basically proving to him that I listened to it, because that was the content of the lecture. So anyway, the beautiful thing about it is, you guys, your story is your best asset. Other people's story is their favorite asset, and you aren't getting there because you're too busy broadcasting bingo. So don't do that. So you thought I was going to say a bad word, didn't you? I can't do that on the radio. So it's all stories, and actually you have the story in red, and then you've got the content that you want to speak about the story in black, like ink, in your book. It is amazing. This book. So that's all there. Let me show you something. Selfish behavior limits your potential for... I'm just playing roulette here. Selfish behavior limits your potential for greatness. Giving is one of the most consistently reliable strategies for long-term success. Then he tells a story in the red, and then he talks about that story. So every page of this book, you are feeling better about yourself, more grateful for your life, and the story that you thought was stopping you, you realize is just nothing more than a hill of beans once you read this book. It's amazing.
I had a lot of fun writing it, and I'll tell you, even now, I wish I had, maybe I need to write version two and add in hundreds of more stories that I've seen and witnessed and been a part of since then.
And on the pages that you've got on Facebook and the groups that you got, the secret groups, all those things, danwalschmidt.com, you've got more stories written that you just keep adding in, is that correct?
That's right. That's right. At least once a week, sometimes multiple. And you're right. Everyone's got that story. Truly great people have a story that says, I was here and I did what it took to get there. They don't stay stuck. They make the choice to move.
Yeah, and that's all we want. And you know what your more story is? The story you guys love hearing the most is your life story. So imagine that person across the table, because the story they love the most is their life story. I told you I just met that 47-year-old guy, and he was telling me about his restaurant experience, and I used to go to his restaurant, and Adrian actually recognized him from those days. But, you know, I couldn't wait for him to stop talking so I could tell him my story. That's because I'm insecure, I guess. But no, not true. But the fact of the matter is, that's all our own favorite story. So if you want to get ahead in this world, get out of your story and get into theirs. Got one to tell you. Yeah. And if you'll just take the time to listen to it, it will do the trick. So we've got one more segment coming up with Dan Waldschmidt. And I wish Marianne would tell us who our guest next week is. So if you're on here, Marianne, still, I know you were here earlier, but you might have passed out. Whatever you do, please, please keep listening to us and keep listening to the commercials if you're on the radio today. We love Ted Anderson. We love Genesis Communication Network. I love those people. We'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And we're back. It's the Tom Chenault Show final segment with Dan Waldschmidt, the rock star and the author of Edgy Conversations. And Dan, I want to ask you something that's in my head about network marketing. You consult and you do such high-level stuff. Why are you reaching into the network marketing space to try to make such a big difference? What's the payoff for you? You don't need the money. You've got high-powered people that are paying you giant dough. You wrote this book. You bought thousands of copies. You're sending them all over the country. Tell me why you're doing this, because I think that's important for these people to understand that this isn't about the book. This isn't even the message needs, and I think that's why you're doing it, right?
Yeah. You know, there are so many people who just need to hear a bit of encouragement. You know, they just need to know. They think, they hope, maybe I can do that one day. Maybe it's possible. I don't know. Maybe. And they just need to know that somebody else out there, just like them, is bad, and they're not crazy, right? That it can be okay. And then once you know it can be okay, what do you do next? And so you adopt this philosophy that we uncovered in Edgy, that you have to be extreme, and you have to be disciplined, and you have to be a giver, and you have to be human. And you're exactly right. That's why we get the message out. There are people who take the first step and they say, I want to work for myself. I want to build my own home-based business. And this is the products that I'm convinced I can sell. Here's the team I want. And when things get dark, they start questioning. They start doubting. They start wondering, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I'm not the type of person who's meant to be successful. And if you're not careful, those doubts can stop you from a destiny that's just waiting for you to be successful. If you don't like your history, and I love when T.D. Jakes says this all the time, if you don't like your history, you need to run a little bit faster toward your destiny. Wow. Remember that. When things get dark and it seems like, yeah, isn't that awesome?
Write that down, Pamela.
You just got to run. Ooh. Run, baby.
Amen. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you got to run towards your destiny. You got to put in the effort. Do the things that are required. It's going to hurt. You're going to be gasping for air. You're going to wonder if you could make it. And you know, you just got to do it. So, I'm speaking from experience. In a few days, I'm about ready to attempt probably the most difficult ultra running challenge I've ever done in my life. I'll be attempting the Everest challenge, 30,000 feet in the air. Nine people in the world have ever done it. And if I can pull it off over the weekend, I'll be the 10th person in the Hall of Fame to ever have accomplished, you know, running this Everest challenge. And you get scared. You could die. You could be, a lot of bad things could happen. And yet, what I know is this. I can talk myself out of it pretty easily, but what if all of the doubts in my head are wrong? What if I actually can do it? And what if I look back on this moment as like the single greatest thing that I've ever been able to accomplish? So, just try.
You're running,
right?
Wait, you are running up Mount Everest?
So I'm running the Everest challenge. It's 30,000 feet in the air on a mountain. That's actually here in South Carolina. 30,000 feet straight up in the air. No downhills. One consecutive uphill run of 30,000 feet. So you basically run to the top of this mountain. There's a car that picks you up, takes you to the bottom. You run it back up to the top, get a car, ride to the bottom. And 37 times I will run to the top of this mountain. with no downhill allowed, one consecutive uphill burst for 30,000 feet.
How long have you been training for this?
My entire life, baby. My entire life.
So, no? That's exactly what the answer is, you guys. His entire life. And here's what he's doing. How old are you? You're 40. How old are you?
39.
So you're running from the graveyard.
Almost 40.
Yeah. So you're running from the Undertaker toward the top of that mountain. And you guys, who does that? Yeah. 30,000 feet up. That is, I can't even comprehend that. But do you know what? He decided he was going to do it. He trained for it. And he's going to go do it. And you didn't hear him say maybe. He said, I'm doing it. I'm going to be the 10th in the world to do it. That is unbelievable. I am in awe of you. And I noticed you even look more fit than the last time I saw you. Have you been training like for this like a madman?
Yeah, I've been working towards it. But as well, I've been working on keeping my mind straight. The worst... You know, I'm in shape, but it's more about keeping your mind strong. And when you feel pain, to embrace it, to not run from it, but to feel it, to know that it is the fire. And sometimes you get burned up in the fire, but other times you run through the fire. And when you come out, you realize you're a little bit stronger. And this is my own fire, right? A little bit of a fire that I'm creating myself, but it's a fire. And it goes back full circle to where we started this conversation, Tom. About that bit of desperation, the gift of desperation. And sometimes I feel like I have to bring it upon myself, right? How can you create that desperation? I create that fire to level up and to not be complacent and to do things that are scary. Because if you can do things that are scary, man, the stuff that's easy, that's already easy. It's the stuff that's hard and scary and uncomfortable and awkward that all of you listening, you need to go out and try. You need to try. Just because on the other end of it comes a sense of confidence and composure, and that will propel you towards greatness you never imagined possible.
That is crazy. Well, my claim to fame, I was thinking of something I did 37 times, and I did eat 37 Krispy Kremes once. That was unbelievable.
Did you really?
Three dozen plus one. It's unbelievable. Awesome. Yeah. That was my world record. Okay, so next week we got Fraser Brooks. You want to be listening to this guy. He's the networking ninja machine. You want to hear the show. Dan, we love you. Don't hang up. We got a little show after the show going on. But thank you all for listening on the Genesis Communication Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.